Yuengling Brewery in Pottsville, Pennsylvania is celebrating its 190th birthday this year. The oldest brewery in America survived Prohibition, two world wars, and more recently boycotts prompted by the owner's support of Donald Trump in 2016. The Yuengling family has maintained control of the company for six generations. WHYY's Hemant Akhandi reports. It's not just the bosses. A portion of company employees also go back at least two generations.
It's making the trays. This is a tray maker. See how it's stamping the trays? And then the two 12-packs will sit inside of it.
Stacy Baloulis can talk brewery visitors through any of the moving parts that go into bottling their choice of Yuengling beer. From the machine that takes flat cardboard rectangles and punches them into trays, to how the beers are bottled. Baloulis has worked at the brewery's gift shop and museum in Pottsville for 5 years. Her job includes giving tours, and Baloulis seems like an obvious choice for the job. Her relationship with the brand began long before she worked at Yuengling. When Baloulis was growing up, her dad stocked the fridge with the beer.
That's what he drank all the time.
Her first beer was also a Yuengling.
The big 16-ounce bottle is a premium. They were 16-ounce, right?
Returnable.
Yeah, the returnables. Boy, that was back in the day.
And Baloulis' husband, Adam, is a 13-year Yuengling veteran who works in bottling.
Over there, you just basically watch and make sure that the bottles are filled and they have the cap on the top, the crown.
When I was a kid, I'd picture myself playing baseball professionally. I'm not going to lie to you.
Baloulis says the benefits and work schedule at Yuengling prompted him to leave his job at an aluminum plant. When Stacy Baloulis' father came out of retirement to drive trucks again, he went to the brewery, too.
So now he drives for Dick. He loves it.
She's talking about Dick Yuengling Jr., the owner and fifth-generation Yuengling to run the company. The fact the brewery has remained in the family for generations is a point of pride, and it's just not the top brass that stayed. Company officials claim 10% of its 150 employees at its Schuylkill County breweries go back at least two generations. That includes Charlie Sibbett, who worked up the courage to approach Dick Yuengling Jr. back in the 1960s during a softball game.
And I says, how about getting me a job at Yuengling Brewery? And he says, you want me to give you a job at Yuengling Brewery and you drink a Mount Carbon beer?
Mount Carbon was a competing brewery in Pottsville.
I says, well, I'll drink Yuengling beer if I get a job.
Sibbett retired in 2001 after 37 years of delivering beers for the company. During his tenure, things changed in Schuylkill County as the once booming coal industry continued to decline, and other smaller breweries that served those miners, including Mount Carbon, closed their doors. Yuengling also struggled financially until Dick Yuengling Jr. took over from his father in 1985 and made the company and its traditional lager a household name. Charlie Sibbett's son, Kevin, grew up blocks from the Pottsville plant and would deliver beers with his father to cities like Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. Eventually, Dick Yuengling Jr. made Kevin Sibbett an offer.
He said to me, he says, I'll hire you on one condition. And I said, what's that? He says, I don't see you here in 10 years. Well, that was 31 years ago.
Sibbett says Yuengling wanted him to go on to do bigger things, but Sibbett stuck around. He's now one of the company's lead brewers at its Mill Creek facility just outside Pottsville. If you ask him why he stayed, the answer is simple. He loves brewing beer. Though the company is not the county's largest employer, local economic development officials say Yuengling is the county's marquee brand because it's so well known and draws visitors from all over the world. It's also valued because of the reputation it has with employees. Stacy Baloulis says if you can get a foot in the door, you can stay for life.
People don't leave here. There's people here for 40 years. There's a reason for that.
It's why she and her husband, who are both in their 40s, plan to stay for a long time. Hemant Akhandi, WHYY News.